do they have a place around here where men can go out and play that game if they play with a little white ball? A bag full
golf.
Of, excuse me?
Golf,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's quite a game. You get a cart so you don't have to walk, but you play golf so you'll get exercise.
Oh, yeah. That's made for people in town that don't take no exercise.
So they got a little cart so they don't have to walk.
Yeah.
It gets better and better. Everything gets like watching television set.
Yeah.
If somebody catches hold of your arm, you want him to take his hands away, what do you tell him to do?
I just ask him to move his hand.
Uh-huh. And if...
woman, I don't ever say nothing.
So move you over there, huh?
I said, that's all right, just take hold.
Yeah. If you're carrying something with somebody, he's got one end, and you get to the place where you want him to take his hands away, what do you tell him to do?
Now, what? I didn't understand.
Well, let's say you're carrying something with somebody, and you walk along, you get to the place where you want him to take his hands away, so what do you tell him?
I'll tell him, move his hand.
Well, what would you normally say? Let's say we were going to carry carry a piece of furniture.
Tell him just take his hands off of it.
Turn loose or let go?
Yeah, turn loose. It comes up a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know how it was going to come up when I was talking to you.
Yeah. Now, you remember what I told you about this hard flesh bit. I used to have a muscle on me, got dosed up like that. You just try that on a woman. Just notice how much difference it is. Or a man either, of course. A man don't care nothing about the feeling of another man.
That's right. If you've had a turn to do something and you didn't do a good job of it, and you think you can do it better next time, what would you say to a fellow? See?
Well, I'd tell him that I believe I can do better.
If he just give you what?
Give me a chance.
Uh-huh. And if somebody is a pest, and he just hangs around and hangs around and hangs around, you say you'd like to what?
Oh, now what did you say he was doing?
A fellow's a pest. And he just hangs around and hangs around. You say you'd like
to... Well, I finally just tell him,
Won't.
Uh-huh.
And somebody says, are you keeping him around? You say, no, I'm trying to
get shut up. I've had those fellows around like that.
This always comes up at this point in the interview, and it always bothers me. And if you've been writing to a friend of yours, and then your wife doesn't know, but she thinks you've forgotten this week, what might she say? Have you
heard from your friend?
Uh-huh. And then you say, yes, I heard from him. Then she say, well,
have you answered?
Uh-huh. And if you've written a letter, and you put it in the envelope, and you forget where to send it, you give it to your wife, and you say, will you please
mail it?
Well,
or address it.
Uh-huh. And she says, did you write that letter? And you'd say, yes, I've got that letter. It's already
addressed.